Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast where authors and friends share all aspects of the Catholic faith. Learn more on reconciledtoyou.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast about living your faith in the everyday ordinary. And today we're going to talk with a very special friend of mine, Erin McCole Cupp. And we're going to talk about something that I was very privileged to be a part of, kind of helping create, not create in the fact that I did anything other than use it. I should be clear with that. And Erin McCole Cupp is coming out with an online course. I believe it's actually already out, called Filled with Good, Theology of Body for Food Addicts. And I'm going to let Erin introduce herself and explain what this course is. Erin, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself and Filled with Good.
Thanks, Allison. It's so good to be back here chatting with you. And so Filled with Good is a course that I've been blessed to put together, which contains all of the tools, both the spiritual tools as well as the scientific tools that I gathered and used through my process of recovering from binge eating disorder. During that process, I lost 100 pounds and I'm living in food freedom today. And I'm just really excited and grateful for the opportunity to share the stuff that I learned that not only worked for me, like it still works for me. And so, yeah, that's just been a really, it's like to say it's been a miracle, like a scientific miracle. No, but like just the miraculous change that I've been able to experience in my own life and then to see it working for other people.
Yes.
It's just, you know, mind blown.
And I think that's what I was drawn to it when you first came and asked if I would help. What's the word I'm looking for? Test
join
it out.
The beta team, beta testing
beta,
team.
Beta testing. That's the word. I'm like, there is some words here that are just not coming to me. That's what I was really drawn to, Erin, is that it wasn't a quick fix by any measure and that it had continued and continues to work for you. And I find that just so remarkable because I am a person who's yo-yo dieted pretty much since I was 9 years old, my entire life. And I've had some success, but not any long-lasting effects of success. And I said in my testimonial that I'm still stuck kind of in the same weight bracket. But the big thing for me, which was what I wanted to share with my listeners and why I wanted to have you on, was that food freedom. Food is no longer controlling me, scaring me, calling my name in the middle of the night. I know that what I'm dealing with is insulin resistance, and I'm working on that, and I'm doing intermittent fasting, and I found ways to kind of, I know now what the issue is with the weight, but what I really needed was to know what my issue was with food. Mm-hmm. And I had combined the two, and that's not that, obviously they go hand in hand, but that is not what the science and or the spiritual teaches. So can you kind of speak a little bit into that, or am I completely in left field and it's just
No. You're speaking of like the, you know, we see like our experience tells us, well, first of all, let me back up to the yo-yo dieting thing. Like you started at 9 and I'm like, I beat you by a year. I started at 8. that's, you know, when I can remember putting myself on some kind of diet. I think I was put on diets before that. And so like that whole experience of developing this disordered, that I have a relationship with food, like that in itself is disordered because I, you know, regularly say the theology of the body shows us and science backs it up. We were not made to have a relationship with food. We were made to have relationships with God and each other. And so when we turn to food for the comfort, the reassurance, the stability, the forced stability, so to speak, that we are supposed to get from relationships, like that's a problem. That's disordered. That is out of order. And so like that's the heart of what I discovered, you know, through my study of you know, Catholic theology through the years. I'm a lay Dominican, so study of theology has, you know, been a part of my life for, you know, 15 years or so, like a concentrated study. But the thing is, I often say, like, I had a, you know, Scott Hahn book in one hand and a bag of chips in the other. You know, so that was like a big part of my story. So I had that head knowledge in here, but I had so much heart turmoil. And, you know, through therapy, got, you know, led towards, you know, tools that I talk about in the Filled with Good. And as I'm reading through these different recovery tools that people can use to recover from, for my case, binge eating disorder, I'm like, well, of course this works. This is the theology of the body. Why is nobody talking about this? Oh, I'm supposed to talk about it. Got it.
I had such I had such a similar kind of aha moment with the Lord when I saw that we didn't have any, at the time, many, many years ago, we didn't have a lot of Catholic Bible studies for women. And I was like, Lord, why isn't this here? And he's like, well, because I was waiting for you.
That it is that, like, that fun moment of, oh, me. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like to bring God I like to bring God problems, but I don't always want to be the answer to the problem.
And the thing, it like when that first thing like became, and it wasn't even like there was this aha moment. I had somebody who, you know, said to me, like, you know, you should create a course. What's something that you could create a course about? And like in that moment, it came to me like, oh, the theology of the body tools that I'm using to, you know, continue my recovery from binge eating disorder. And like my first thought was, but what if I gain the weight back? You know, I'm going to be a hypocrite. And what's funny is like some of the weight, like not a ton of it, but some of it crept back. And I'm like, oh, you know, my first reaction was no. But then I'm like, all right, well, let's find out what this is. And the thing is, I too like have discovered two health things that are impacting, you know, how I need to nourish myself as my body changes with age and, you know, with autoimmune issues that are coming up that I've inherited. And, you know, if it hadn't been that, it would have been something else. But the thing is, like, I'm now in a place of, instead of saying, God, why are you putting me through this after all my hard work? Like, that was my first go-to. Yep. But now I'm able to see, oh, you let this hit after I was able to clear that deck and keep it clear day to day. So I was able to say, oh,
right,
there's something new going on. Because, but like 100 pounds ago, I would have just been like, I would have gone to the doctor. I did go to the doctor with all these problems. They're like, we'll come back after you lose weight. And now I'm able to come back and say, well, so like that's been really freeing. And it's been freeing to, you know, build up my own trust in myself that, you know, I'm able to work with God to make better decisions for myself and my health. But also it's been, you know, helpful for me as an advocate to point out to, you know, because if I had talked to myself 4 years ago, you know, oh, I'm making this up. I'm just being a victim that these doctors are being fat phobic. And now I'm like, oh, I do get treated differently at the doctor now. Not that that's good. Everybody deserves, you know, quality health care and compassion, especially in the doctor. Anyway, we're going to, anybody who's watching, I've said this before, when Allison and I get together, we're both butterfly chasers. So I'm like, yay, Allison and I are going butterfly chasing today.
It's my favorite topic. It's my favorite hobby, I should say. Well, I just want to back up a little tiny bit for anyone who's not heard theology of the body. That could be a very new term to people. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and where that comes from?
Well, what I like to say is people, the first thing that people think of when they hear theology of the body in Catholic circles, if they've heard of it at all, it's, isn't that the sex thing? So like, well, yeah, it is, but only because it's the body thing. So the way I like to describe theology of the body concisely is that theology of the body is just how God uses the human body to tell the full story of his godly love for us, how human bodies tell the story of God's love. And so, yeah, that comes up in the marital embrace, but it also comes up in how we treat ourselves when we sit down to eat, when we sit down to nourish ourselves. It comes up in how we either embrace or reject the reality of what our bodies need in order to function in the clearest possible image of God's love for us. So, you know, for, and that's the one thing that you'll, you know, people discover in Filled with Good. I'm not going to tell you what to eat.
Nope. You're not a program.
Right. Because chances are you already know. We, you know, in the first week we do an exercise where we start developing a practice of observing what we eat as facts, not feelings. Like, just write it down. Yeah. No judgment. No, I ate junk today. Or I was really good today. Just, these are the facts of what I ate. And then observe how we feel afterwards so that we can use that to go to our healthcare team and develop a plan that will help us live with freedom, with energy, with joy, rather, or with the reality that, you know, there's something else going on that's not the food. Right. So that can be, you know, brought to the truth, so God and medical professionals for healing, because everybody's needs are different. Like, I am, you know, in the process of, you know, working with my healthcare team to, you know, adjust my personal food plan so that I am living in health for my changing body. Makes it sound like I'm a teenager, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Well, it changes again.
Right. It just keeps changing because that's part of life, right?
I feel like every 10 years, my body completely overhauls.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the way it's, you know, we're designed. We're designed for movement. We're designed for change. We're designed for, you know, living in biology. I've heard it said that, like, we're not, you know, we do ourselves a disservice when we live from the eyebrows up.
Oh, I love that.
And that's what I have done pretty much my whole life. I, like, if I could just be a brain in a jar with fingers that come out to type, I'd be, you know, happy, but I wouldn't be happy. Anyway, there goes that butterfly. Yeah, the whole food thing, like, we all probably know, or at least have a really good idea of how we need to eat in such a way so that we feel our most delightfully human.
Yeah. Oh, I love that expression.
And our most godly. However, along the way, because this is a fallen world, a lot of us have turned food into that attachment relationship figure. And detaching that is painful. And in our lives, we have learned that, and actually God wrote that, this is something that, you know, is in Genesis. We were made to live forever. So God made us with a fear of death. And so this idea that material discomfort is the harbinger of death. So of course we want to get away from it. We want to do whatever we can to cover that up and not die, because God made us to not die. And so because this is a fallen world, we get fed lies about what is life and what is death. What is true comfort and what is, you know, death in a comforting disguise. And so what I teach and Filled with Good are the tools that are still helping me every day to discern actual death pain from constructive discomfort. And so right now, like in this week, I am in a process of like tweaking my food plan to my, you know, my new bodily needs, and it's working. And it's doing things for me. I never thought, even before I wrote this course, I'm like, oh, well, I'll probably just never be able to eat that way. And even now I can. So those tools are helping me adjust to my body's new needs. And I have hope that they will help me in the future to whatever adjustments need to be made in another 10 years or five or whatever it is. And seeing that work for other people, like that's amazing. That
was,
but
for me, the giant aha moment was, I didn't realize that I ate because I really did feel like if I don't eat, I'm going to die. Like, you know, if I get dizzy or it's a hunger pain, and if I get too hungry, then I'm going to get dizzy or I'm going to, like, I really had myself convinced. And it wasn't until I took your course, until I read the materials you provided, that I realized I am not going to die if I don't eat what is in front of me. And that was so, I remember, you know, I love that part of your course includes these opportunities to chat with a group, to chat with you. And I remember saying the words out loud and just bursting into tears. And I think that's so freeing. I think we're all afraid. I'm afraid to cry in front of people. But we also, it's saying the things out loud Because that I could have, I had that thought when I was doing the materials, but until I said it out loud, did I feel the real true power of what I had just said. And the next time I got hungry, I was able to really discern, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? And that has led to where I am now, where I'm using intermittent fasting, which if you had told me that I would have the power to go 14, 16, 20, 24 hours without food before doing Filled with Good, I would have told you you're insane. Like, there's no way I cannot have food in that time period. I also discovered that I am addicted not just to food, but I'm addicted to sugar specifically. And that also came from spending this time really thinking about what I've actually eaten, and not, as you said, putting a label on it. And then how do I feel? Well, if I went a couple of days without sugar, I feel yucky. But the second I had it, I had to have more and more and more. But the longer I went without it, the more I did better with it. So I'm still, and I love that you kind of give us that place in our in this program that in your and Filled with Good in your course, that it's okay if you're still tweaking it and struggling with it. And because, I mean, don't we do that with our own faith life? Like, I'm not gonna unfathom God in I'm constantly learning and tweaking how I relate to God and other people. So of course that's going to happen with food. And you've kind of alluded to that right before. And I just so many aha moments, Erin, come when I spend time with you and I spend time with this beautiful course that you developed. We're talking today with Erin McColl-Cupp, Filled with Good, Theology of the Body for Food Addicts. It's an online course. Can you tell us a little bit about this course? How does it work? Where can we find out more about it?
Sure, absolutely. So if you go to my website, erinmccollcup.com, there are, it's kind of all over the place because we're trying to make it as easy as possible to find. So here's how it works. You get to sign up for a free intro. I hand you the introductory chapter, which is 3 video lessons. I think the longest lesson is 6 minutes, maybe 10. So it's less than half an hour of video for you to watch and or listen to. So because I've structured it with, you know, the busy mom in mind, that if you want to listen to it while you just listen to it and not watch while you're washing the dishes, while you're driving, it's there for you. If, however, you, the closest you're going to get to privacy is like reading on your phone while your kids are playing nearby, it's all captioned as well. So you can just read the lessons as well as we go along. So you get the free intro, and then that comes with a little free journal to get you started. And then if you decide to go into the full course, it is 6 weeks. We've got 5 lessons per week. The longest lesson, I believe, is 12 minutes. Most of them are around 5 minutes. So it's designed that you can take one day off per week, one lesson per day. And then one of the days in the week is when we do a live webinar. And that's when we break open the specific, you know, lesson and tools that are provided in that week. And there's also a big part of it, which Allison referred to, is the community aspect. Because I like what you said, Allison, about how that these weren't your exact words, but like that realization didn't come to fullness until you shared it with another human being. And that is so theology of the body. We are not made for stuff. We are made for relationship. And as long as, you know, the science backs it up, that as long as we try to break free of our attachments without reattaching to safe people and enough safe people, that there's somebody available, somebody with skin on, available to us pretty much 24/7. It doesn't work. Nothing we do works.
And I remember fighting you on this.
Yeah, I remember you fighting me on it.
I will read your materials. I'll watch your fabulous videos, but I'm not going to make time for people. I'm not going to call people. I'm not going to contact people. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to come to these sharing meetings. They've never worked for me in the past. Well, it's because I went to bad sharing meetings and I figured this out. The sharing meeting that I was a part of was, one, too large, two, not focused on, on a topic or a theme or on the people there. And then people were allowed to interject and kind of monopolize and all the things that you do so beautifully in your groups, that you make them safe. You make them a place where you can speak and feel comfortable doing so, that it's just the movement and the flow of it, and it's all relevant. And I think that was the other big part for me, was that I would sit in these meetings, it wasn't relevant, I would get aggravated and like, well, that was a waste of my time. So I'm glad that you lovingly just said, try one. I'm asking, just try one. And I was hooked. So thank you, Erin, for that. And thank you for creating such a, for listening to that nudge of the spirit. There's a line in St. Paul somewhere, some Corinthians, I think somewhere, where he says, whatever you've been comforted
somewhere in the back.
Somewhere in one of those letters he wrote. I don't know. I'm Catholic. I read the Bible. I just don't know what to tell you where to find anything. I just can't give you the address. I can drive you to the general city, but you're on your own after that. But there's a verse that says, whatever you've been comforted in, the Lord will use you to comfort others in. And I feel like filled with good is 100% the coming to fruition of that beautiful promise that God gives us and that St. Paul shared with us. God brought you through a very difficult time, a very difficult journey, and beautifully, I have to say, knowing you personally and being able to see that journey unfold, it was a privilege, and you are such a beautiful human being inside and out. Before the 100 pounds was gone, and now with the 100 pounds gone, you're just a beautiful human being. And I love that you accepted that nudge, and even though you did worry, like, what if I fail, quote unquote fail, and the weight comes back. And I know that almost derails you from even pursuing this. And I'm so glad that you just kept praying and listening and being open, because I know at least one person's life has been completely blessed and changed by it. And that would be mine. But I also know that there are others who are also being blessed by filled with good. Just as we wrap up, is there any just last words or parting words you'd love to share with people? Just to kind of give them a little bit more insight, and maybe that little nudge that I needed, this will offer them as well.
I think that the one thing that might scare people away, actually, I think there are two things. One is, what if this doesn't work? Because by the time most people, I didn't write this with the person in mind who, this is their first time trying to get right with food. Because by the time, people find me and my stuff, chances are really good. You've been trying for a long time and you've tried what feels like everything. And so there's that fear of, what if this doesn't work? And I get that. I was so tired of trying, but there's, and actually I'm doing a webinar for this with Catholic in Recovery. If you go to catholicinrecovery.com, I'm about to give a webinar on Monday, January 23rd about regaining lost hope after relapse, after regularly trying and failing and trying and failing, because I've been there. There's the whole fear of, like, what if this doesn't work? Well, what if it does? Like, seriously, like, what do you have to lose? If you try all of these tools and they still do not work for you, guaranteed you can have your old life back for free. There you go. It's all yours. And the other piece is the fear of relationship. Like, nobody is alone. The reason we go to food is because people hurt us. It's not because we're stupid. In fact, one of the stories I tell is about the very well-meaning Catholic doctor who basically tried to explain to me why I was fat. And I'm like, do you really think I don't know? That was on the inside. That didn't come outside. the fear of relationship, it's, of course we are afraid of people. And yet we know that food hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. What if you just tried this forum, your fellow course people to, give relationship a try? Because that was like the most moving thing when we started the new version, the current version of this course, was like, watching people, like, the realization dawn on their face, like, Oh, I'm not alone. Oh, I'm not alone. Yeah. Like, what? Oh, I'm going to cry. Watching that happen in real time was like, but on that note, I've got regular cohorts, so the 6 weeks, plus, and then there's a 3 week follow up after the 6 weeks are over. If the current webinar schedule doesn't fit your schedule and you really want to get started, I do have a one-on-one option. I could make a lot more money if I just put this course out there and let it be there and people could, you know, just buy it and never actually have to interact with people, but I won't do that because it won't work.
Right. I agree.
It's got to have relationships. So I'll take the financial hit to you know, put something good out there, something that's actually, I believe, going to work. So
that's how you know it's good. And I just want to add to the measure of your success. Now, if somebody looked at me, they'd be like, well, you weigh the same you weighed when you started this a year ago. And I could say, yes, I weigh the same, which has never happened, right? Like, I'm not yo-yoing anymore. I'm not gaining 20 and losing 30 and gaining back 10. I've leveled. And in that time of leveling, I have gotten a better handle on my food allergies, on, again, discovering what my actual addiction of food is, that it's the sugar, that there are different ways, you know, being able to research and all the, so just basically to say, I used to measure wrong. I measured by my scale. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's we need to have some kind of barometer, right? But that can't be the only one. And if it was making me feel horrible about myself, I didn't go on it. I found other ways. Like, did I not eat a cookie that one day? Well, I didn't. Well, look at me go. That was one day less than I would have before. And I think, again, in Filled with Good, you do help us discover new ways of seeing success. And I know a lot of other programs do that same thing, but there's just something about then having that opportunity to say it out loud, to share it with others, to be in a shared journey. There's just something very beautiful about that. And I hope that people who have, like Erin and I, gone up and down and yo-yoed all around the clock and are still looking at a relationship with food as something as a struggle. And I just really just behoove you to look into Filled with Good and realize relationships are with people and with God and not with inanimate objects. Just saying that, just throwing that out there.
Can I, before we wrap up, can I just, like, I kind of feel like a moral obligation to mention one thing I do focus on really hard is, and Filled with Good and in my own life, is trying not to demonize food groups. So, for instance, like, there are plenty of people who they identify their addiction is sugar or their addiction is carbs, where for me, I was in a binge restrict pattern that is triggered by restricting carbs and sugar. Now, I'm not saying, like, I ate, you know, sugar nonstop or something like that, because that also, that knocks me out of, but the thing is, I would trigger that for me by restricting and demonizing. So what I've been able to do is use the tools of Filled with Good that I share in Filled with Good to get that into a place where it's balanced and free and not a focus anymore. So if you know, anybody who's listening, like, if you notice in your own life that restrict pattern triggers binges for you, you are not alone. I am there, and these tools work for me too. So I'm hopeful that they'll work for you.
I'm so glad we kept talking, because that was another thing that was really important to me, that food is not bad.
It's stuff. I mean, that's like saying cotton balls are bad. I mean, sure, if you choke yourself with them, they're bad. But, like, otherwise, they're just cotton balls. You know, it's stuff.
And look at how much Elf enjoyed it in that movie. Anyway.
Oh, I don't catch that reference. I did not understand that reference. People in the comments, fill me in. Instruct me.
Yeah, basically, it's just a scene in the movie Elf where he starts to eat cotton balls. Because
Elf! I thought you said Alf. No, okay, no. Elf is one of my favorite movies. Gotcha. He's like,
Old enough to have watched Elf, but I didn't. Anyway, Erin, I love chasing butterflies with you. It's one of my favorite hobbies ever.
Likewise.
I will have all the links, one very important link, erinmccolecup.com, so you can learn more about what Erin has to offer through Filled with Good, Theology of Body for Food Addicts, an online course that I know you will find very beneficial. Erin, thank you so much for making the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks, everybody.
You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. God bless.
Thank you for listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Your reviews at your favorite podcast service help this podcast reach others who may be blessed by the content. Please subscribe and share with others. Come back soon for an all-new episode.